How well I know that Perry is good-hearted if you treat him right. Treat him mean and you got a buzzsaw to fight. You can trust him with any amount of money if you're his friend. He will do as you say. He won't steal a cent from a friend or anyone else. Before this happened. And I sincerely hope he will live the rest of his life a honest man. He did steal something in company with others when he was a little kid. Just ask Perry if I was a good father to him. Ask him if his mother was good to him in Frisco. Perry knows what's good for him. You got him whipped forever. He knows when he's beat. He's not a dunce. He knows life is too short, too sweet to spend behind bars ever again. Relatives. One sister, Bobo, married, and me, his father, is all that is living of Perry. Bobo and her husband are self-supporting, own their own home, and I'm able and active to take care of myself also. I sold my lodge in Alaska 2 years ago. I intend to have another small place of my own next year. I located several mineral claims and hope to get something out of them. Besides that, I have not given up prospecting. I am also asked to write a book on artistic wood carving and the famous Trapper's Den Lodge I build in Alaska once my homestead, known by all tourists that travel by car to Anchorage, and maybe I will. I'll share all I have with Perry. Anytime I eat, he eats. As long as I'm alive. And when I die, I've got life insurance that will be paid to him so he can start life anew when he gets free again. In case I'm not alive then. This biography always set racing a stable of emotions. Self-pity in the lead, love and hate running evenly at first, the latter ultimately pulling ahead. And most of the memories it released were unwanted, though not all. In fact, the first part of his life that Perry could remember was treasurable, a fragment composed of applause, glamour. He was perhaps three, and he was seated with his sisters and his older brother in the grandstand at an open-air rodeo. In the ring, a lean Cherokee girl rode a wild horse, a bucking bronc, and her loosened hair whipped back and forth, flew about like a flamenco dancer's. Her name was Flo Buckskin, and she was a professional rodeo performer, a champion bronc rider. So was her husband, Tex John Smith. It was while touring the Western rodeo circuit that the handsome Indian girl and the homely, handsome Irish cowboy had met, married, and had the four children sitting in the grandstand. And Perry could remember many another rodeo spectacle. See again his father skipping about inside a circle of spinning lassos, or his mother, with silver and turquoise bangles jangling on her wrists, trick-riding at a desperado speed that thrilled her youngest child and caused crowds in towns from Texas to Oregon to stand up and clap. Until Perry was five, the team of Tex and Flo continued to work the rodeo circuit. As a way of life, it wasn't any gallon of ice cream, Perry once recalled. Six of us riding in an old truck, sleeping in it too sometimes, living off mush and Hershey Kisses and condensed milk. Hawk's brand condensed milk, it was called, which is what weakened my kidneys. The sugar content, which is why I was always wetting the bed. Yet it was not an unhappy existence, especially for a little boy proud of his parents, admiring of their showmanship and courage. A happier life, certainly, than what replaced it. For Tex and Flo, both forced by ailments to retire from their occupation, settled near Reno, Nevada,